Hey everybody, it's November 9th. Welcome to Pray Today on this Tuesday. And we are going through this month talking about things that we are thankful for, things that we need to thank the Father for. And today I want to talk to you about thanking Him for His forgiveness. In 1 John Chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." So the first verse, verse 8, says, if we're without sin, or if we think we're without sin, we're being deceived. We're all sinners. But verse 9 gives us a beautiful promise that if we confess our sins, that He'll forgive us and purify us. And there are two identifying words that I think are so important that I've mentioned before in church, but I think when we read this verse, we really need to focus on. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And so that's something that I think we need to focus on, that we are forgiven for every sin when we go to the Father. And I know that for most of us, it's not very far we have to look back to see a sin in our lives. But over and over again, God forgives us. That's the kind of God that He is. And if you're out there today listening to this and you're struggling with guilt, I recently said in a sermon, you need to replace that guilt with a decision to eradicate that sin in your life, to get rid of that sin. So to focus on getting rid of that sin and to take joy and in thankfulness in the fact that God forgives you. Satan wants you to be buried in guilt. God wants you to rise again to experience the new life that He has through His forgiveness. The little sins, the big sins, the doubts, the worries, the repeated sins, we have an amazing forgiving God. So as I've recently said, let's not take advantage of that forgiveness by continuing on in that sin, but let's address that sin and let's take some time today to thank God for His amazing forgiveness. Lord, I am bewildered by the fact that me being such a sinner, You continue to love me and forgive me. And Lord, I'm not alone in that thought today. It is overwhelming to think about the depth of Your love for me. Thank You for Your forgiveness for sin. We confess our sin to You, Lord, and You are faithful, and You promise to forgive us for every one of our sins. And Lord, You wipe the slate clean. You give us a do-over, a mulligan, so to speak, and You look at us as Your dear, precious children. Thank You for not holding a grudge against me, and thank You that Jesus, You died for all of my sins, not part of them, not the ones that are little, not the ones that I only commit once, not just the big bad sins, but every one of the things that I do and have done that disregard who You are and what You desire for my life. Thank You. I want to simply praise You today for Your forgiveness. And that's something I'm so thankful for. In Jesus' name, amen.